Uber bomb. He's actually just...
Well, it's controllable blast radius also, so...
Yeah, you don't have to make it... I think you can project it.
So I have to doesn't have to be concentrated on myself?
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Causal explosion... A point of ground contact... No, it is full. Yeah, it is like a right. You can buy a bonus with it.
Yeah, but can't get there and do bomb at the same time?
Yeah. You can, you're fly. Fast. You can fly as an automatic action and then do your bomb.
Okay, so how much should I boost it? I can boost it up to twice, right? So the highest I can go is up to 6.
Yeah.
And that costs you 9 points.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Fuck, that might even do it.
Actually, you have to do 9-9, because you can only... You do the AV and the UV separately.
Really?
You're not actually increasing the actual power. So it would be kind of expensive if you actually want to do high and damage.
Okay. Oh, if I use my hero points, right?
Yeah.
18 points.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that might not even do it.
That might not even do it. You can roll low.
Yeah.
Waste it all.
I just shoot, I'll shoot two of them.
Okay.
Oh, wait, what kind of guns do I have? Not machine guns. This is not machine guns.
I don't think they actually have machine guns.
Water pistol. Get water pistol.
more water pistol. Less the machine guns. No, they just have 45 automatic.
Okay, I'll just shoot two of them.
Wow.
Minus one.
Look at the patient, put two bullets in each of their heads.
Wow.
Pretty tough.
I'll shoot two of them.
Okay.
They'll look like they're attacking me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I shoot four of them. Plus 2.
Really tough to do.
Yeah, I don't think I'm good enough. I shoot all four. I'll shoot two of them.
Okay, roll the hit.
11? What do I need?
Do you have a dex of 6?
Yes.
Okay, and your body is now 8.
8. So,
what's
their dex then? Do I hit? How much do I hit by?
So, 6. Right now the dex is 6, so you get plus 1.
The dex is 6. Okay, so I need a 9 to hit it.
Right. Unless you were trying not to kill him.
Right, so it's 11.
So you just hit him like normal?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
so
their effective body is 8?
8. 2 points. Oh,
two
wait.
Points?
No, that's right. 2 points.
Okay, so you do 2 points to each. The first 2. Oof.
That's
really
bad.
Wow. Damn. Yeah. So you do it from your end of the quarter. And then they gun you down like the dog you are.
I dog like a madman.
You're fucked, dude. There's no way to get there in a real hurry, is there?
No.
Teleport.
Yeah, if you could teleport or something, or you go really fast. No, you'd have to be a little faster than you. If you push your flight, you might be able to do it in a couple of phases.
What?
If you push your flight?
Push my flight to do what?
If you actually need to get your balance.
Oh, how far away are you?
Like, oh, 10 miles.
10 miles, that's it?
That's it. Let's see, that's a distance of 14, and then your speed is 8?
Yeah.
So it'll only take you 4 minutes. Seven. If you pushed it, you can get down to maybe a minute, which is still too long, actually. Mm-hmm. You push it a lot, you get it down. You be here like in a phase.
Yeah, but yeah. 10 miles. Doesn't seem that far, huh?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty far.
Okay. Well, the first one tries to kill you.
You're dead.
15.
Okay.
What's your death?
7.
So... Well, you're gonna die. Actually, what else am
I trying to do? I call Eric back.
Yeah.
He's still at the police station.
No. Police station New York was?
Police station is...
Cross the street.
It is like 2 blocks away from hospital.
I run.
Police station's on the first floor. Hospital on the second floor.
Yeah.
I run.
I don't remember. The police station is a couple blocks away from hospital.
Okay. Start running. I might be there.
Possibly if you get there.
I might be there before they're done with...
What's your body?
All 3 at
5. I'm not going to die.
2 column shifts.
You just have to buy off the damage.
4 versus 5... 1, 2 points of damage.
2 points? I'll buy it off.
Okay.
4.
Sitting there.
Where are you? So you were, like, right here.
I saw my rib at the casing.
Yeah,
okay.
I was, like,
so
here.
So, you're right about there.
Yeah.
So, that hits you and knocks you back.
Yeah.
Over there.
Fast. What determines my speed?
Your dex up to max of 4.
Okay.
If you don't have any sort of movement power. So you can give it a running power to get it faster than 4. Or you can just fly up the deck.
It's by super speed.
Yeah. Both me and the robot have dex of 5.
Let's see. So it is about... So, yeah, so 4 will be the map.
Okay. How long will it take me to get this?
It'll take you 4 phases to get there.
Okay.
So, you called him immediately after you called the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So, this will be the first phase, really.
I mean, as soon as Wu says they're here...
Come on,
get
them out! Oh, well, someone's
not here.
So your dex is 7 second shot, so now another 2 palm shift. So you take another 2 points.
Okay.
And then you get knocked up to this corner.
Damn.
You should have run up and blow it up.
I don't think I've done anything.
No,
actually you're far enough away that cancels a little bit of there.
Yeah, my bomb doesn't do enough. It's higher than
that. That's only high. So the third shot
is like another 2 points.
Points. So you shot 3 times.
Okay, last one.
Okay, the last I shoot you.
Don't roll like another like 15.
No, 11. So the last guy actually
missed.
No, he hit you, but I don't think he did any damage. The EV is only.
Yeah, I know.
What's your body?
5.
Now you need to do damage. That should be a column shift to do damage. Okay, so you get knocked over to the corner of the building.
Oh, I say. Any orderlies come by? Hey, what's going on?
No, they're actually using silencers.
Oh, really?
So you're the only one making noise. If you, you know, your power makes a lot of noise. I guess it would make a little bit of noise.
My radiation?
Yeah, it goes like a microwave.
Wake the kids up.
Okay, roll this. Actually, you go first. What do you want to do?
I'll shoot the same two. Do they look hurt?
Yeah.
I'll shoot the same two, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take them out. Yeah.
Go ahead and rip. So,
and
let
them hit again. Right?
6 and 8. 6 to hit. I mean, 6 is a deck.
I need 11 to hit again, right?
Yeah.
11? Yeah.
2 damage. Oh, you rolled high.
2?
2 column shifts. That might take an hour.
So that's like 4 points, I think.
Okay, that takes them both out. He knocked them into the elevator.
Good.
Green, green.
Feels better already.
It's a roll high.
Yeah, don't roll high.
So the 2 move up, actually. I'm going to shoot you as they're coming up. on, roll up. Oh, 8. So,
level 1.
Gun jam. 5.
You need to be here to read dice, Kevin.
Yeah, but they look cool. But I didn't realize it was so hard to read.
Wasn't that one of your pet peeves recently on your mouth?
Yes. Your dice?
Yeah, the dice that are hard to read.
Okay, third round. What do you want to do?
I'll shoot the other two. The remaining two.
Okay.
So same thing. I seem to hit.
Uh-huh.
That's 2 again. So that's 4 points again. 2 of them. 4 points.
Would you make 4 points before? Oh, no, this same class. Okay.
Yeah, 4 points.
One of them clears his gun, the other guy shoots me. Lost. Oh, actually, I should do that too.
I say drop it. Before I shoot. Drop it! Drop it!
Put your damn gun!
Put your guns. Zap.
Can't say I didn't warn him, right?
Alright, the other guy tries to shoot you. 15.
I think they're 1 point.
I'll take that 1 point. Oh! You think you can cure it in an hour? Round 4. So, what do you want to do?
Shoot again.
Okay.
You
use your movement to come up the stairs.
Okay.
Oh! So you're out there. Actually, you're over here because it's where the stairs are.
Oh.
And then you go. Just in time to see him shoot him down. Or.
That's plus 1. That's 3 points.
Yeah. Oh, well. You take them off,
yeah. Oh, well.
Wow, we was good.
All right.
Well, I used 12 hero points.
It's true.
To avoid damage. God, that would have killed me.
I think they would have killed me.
Actually, that's 6 points of damage.
They would have easily killed me.
That's true. No, I have a body of 13. When I'm phased.
Alright, check these guys. Green tattoos? Older,
older
gentlemen?
No.
Younger? Oh, it's
younger. Different crowds.
Different crowds.
My bumps my like deck strength to 9 for defense only.
Like,
you
know, tech. Maybe I could bump higher than
9. Should be like Hawaiian Mafia. Hawaiian
Mafia. Yeah?
If I were to try to build a force field belt.
Yeah?
That would increase my dex and strength for defense. How much would that cost and how much could I pump it?
Let's see. Force field power. Let's see what the force field power does first. Okay. Force field. It adds 8 piece of power to your RV, so it adds to your body. It's spherical, centered around you. So you can actually increase the volume to protect other people. Attacks don't go through it, so you can't shoot out. Although you can get out, you can buy that as a bonus.
We've seen this before, right? From what's his name?
Yeah, the shadow. The shade.
Yeah.
With like a 15-point force field.
Yeah.
How much is it cost?
You also get a force shield, which is a little cheaper. Or is it just a shield? Same thing, it's like a...
It's in front of you, so...
Yeah, so it's in front of you, and it'll protect you.
Oh, Wonder Woman's bracelet.
Well, bigger than that, but it's like a normal shield set, you know.
Wonder Woman bracelet's reflex.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. So Wonder Woman has to use a block maneuver. Her place was like body 50 or something, so it's really tough to get like that. If you get either of those. So try to figure out like how much you would want to add to your body. So guns are like 5. Well, 4 and 5 easy. And then bad guys. Yeah, they've been like 7 or 8. So yeah. So you usually want them to be
body 11.
Body 11, they would have to hit you by. You would have to get a couple of inches, I think, to do any damage. Of course, your dex is kind of low.
Yeah, my dex is really low, so.
That's not bad. But you're a normal human, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You're a meta-human.
But I want to try to keep my stats low and build myself up with stuff, gadgets.
Right. That's fine.
Is my character concept, so.
Okay. You could do that. In general, it's cheaper to do it that way. But
my character concept is all powerful.
All powerful. When I walk through the room, everybody should fall over dead.
When someone speaks my name, his head should explode. Radical. I think of another one.
All right, so you capture the four hitmen.
Right.
Police hitmen.
Are you here yet?
You should all.
I'll wait for her. We'll wait for her.
Okay. Like 20 minutes later.
So these are definitely not the young, not the same crowd.
Don't know who these guys are.
You know? Yeah. You said someone was coming over. Do you know say from whom or who?
Yeah. It's taken care of, but they won't be trying again.
Okay. So you turn these guys in?
Yeah. Oh, actually, the police will.
Yeah.
Disturbance at the hospital?
It was pretty quiet.
I didn't say anything about that. So.
Kind of late at night.
Yeah. Did you say anything?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, then police do show.
So they arrest you guys. Them just for attacking you, though. Not
that's true. They did pull out their guns.
Yeah.
You,
for whatever reason. Won't say anything about the kids, because we're trying not to get them in trouble.
Just trying to start a friendly conversation?
Yeah, I was. They say they tried to, like, entertain the insomniac. I said, okay, so what are you going to do to entertain me? And they shot me.
Yeah.
That doesn't entertain me.
You're all misunderstanding.
Okay. So, interrogating doesn't really say anything.
So what you already know about the major, what's his name?
Yeah.
And the captain, what's his name?
Yeah, Arnold, Major, Nathan, Stephen Bradford guy, and Joseph something or other.
You
think they're listed?
So I tell you guys what I found out. That somebody's going around killing the drug people, that they think it's him. In order to get these kids off the hook, I told them I'd try to stop the killings and stuff.
Right.
So, but he also said that he was going to have a little party for Major Nathan tomorrow night. So if we don't,
Tony, you were talking about.
Yeah. So if we don't get things squared away by tomorrow night, that there might be a
bloodbath, if you will,
which would probably be bad. So we should get an early start tomorrow and do what we can.
Oh, I'm so tired. And then you go to sleep.
I go check on my wife. Man. She
moved. Still hasn't moved.
Oh man, how about the hair that I placed around her?
No, he had two bullets in her. No. Oh my god.
Wrong room. Sorry. We got off the elevator at the wrong floor, but we figured as long as we were here, we should kill somebody.
All right. So should we hit the bed and then tackle these guys in the morning or
yeah,
right
yeah.
now?
Yeah, we'll meet you guys in the morning.
We need our strength
quarters or whatever. Which is the coffee shop over there.
So tomorrow's Saturday, right? Otherwise, we have to work.
True. Let's say tomorrow's Saturday.
Ah, good.
Call in sick.
Well, Red, probably just tell me that Dr. James is sick because I'd probably run the lab.
But different lab. Right? Different labs.
True.
Next week, I'm doing the radiation research. You're doing the robotics research.
Mm-hmm. You never know. Eric's well goes off.
Sure.
Maybe promoted
to the lab.
Head researcher.
Take it away. Raise my wall, too.
Sure.
So,
all right. So tomorrow, what's the game plan?
Were you able to find out anything about Major Nathan and company from the police, like where they live or any of that kind of stuff?
You
mentioned that the cops told you the FBI was involved.
The cops told me the FBI was involved, so I'm kind of ready.
So you got Nathan's address, you got the other two guys' address, you got the Allied warehouse.
Ooh, the warehouse. That's the final showdown. We got to save that for last.
The warehouse. Let's go to the warehouse first.
No, save that for last.
Can we get put in touch with the FBI somehow?
You could try. You could call the FBI office.
Yes, you look at the FBI office. Probably not. They don't want involvement, right? So they're probably going to tell us to screw off.
That's true.
Damn heroes.
Well, unless...
Vigilante.
No, you... Oh, actually, I don't know. Damn, if I knew your secret identity, you could go ask, and that wouldn't involve us. Right?
That's true. I could go ask.
Although that would implicate...
Gilmore, Johnny.
Gilmore still?
And since Gilmore is one of us, then that would still implicate us, so we can't wait around it that way.
Gilmore still?
Unless Gilmore were to die.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good thinking there.
Problem solved.
I'm assuming you're
cut
dead.
Right there.
Don't know what happened.
Stop at Gilmore's house in the week.
Alright, well, do we want to start with the henchmen people, or do we want to go straight to the top?
Straight to the top.
How about split up again, just to make Kevin and these?
Let's not.
Okay.
It'd be dangerous.
I say henchmen first, just to make, let's follow it up to the
You're a smart one.
What are they going to know?
We'll follow you.
Can we make a detective roll or something?
Okay. You guys can make three rolls. Oh, just make a roll each. What are you trying to figure out?
Like,
what order to go in? Whether we should just shoot for the top? Because we don't really have enough, except for the suspicion of a drug dealer.
We don't really have anything.
To get on the...
Yeah, but we're only there to talk. We're not
okay,
there to
go
anyone.
Okay, I have an idea of what we'll get.
Six. So which one? Which one of us got it? Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to cook some more cardinal.
Oh, okay.
I got a few more. Four more. Okay, so let's see.
So if
Nathan's a drug dealer, chances are he's got the drugs in the warehouse.
Check the warehouse for drugs.
And he might, there's probably evidence at the warehouse. And
but
the drugs. Although the warehouse is kind of tough to
But
search.
We already know that. We know he's a drug dealer, right?
Yes.
We just want to know if he's knocking off
that's
the other
people. That's true. That's okay. So well, you want to know if he's knocking off the other people.
Yeah, because we know he's a drug dealer.
Right.
Tony told us that.
Right. And he's got no reason to lie about that.
So you'd have to...
So then we should talk to the henchmen because they're going to be the ones who are doing the killing.
Yeah, you can talk to the guys who are in jail.
Yeah, we can go back and talk to them too.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the one
to
say much.
True, you've already talked to him before. Perhaps you talk to the other guys.
Yeah, but
you'll get new roles.
Right.
That's true. We didn't talk to the other
guys. Going into their house might improve our roles before taking them out instead of just running into them on the street. So I say go to the henchman. Go to this Captain Arnold guy who looks like a middleman.
Captain Arnold?
Yeah.
That's his name.
Cool.
Then go to the warehouse.
Arnold,
then go.
Yeah, that'll probably only take a few hours. So.
And then go either to Major Nathan or go to the party.
The party, crash a party?
Yeah, I want to crash a party.
Crash the party. Alright, so where are you going first?
Captain Nemo. What's his name? Jensen.
Jensen?
No.
What?
Which one?
The henchman.
Bradford, D'Antino,
what?
Jensen, Nathan.
Let's go to Joe's place.
Joseph
Who?
D'Antino?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Names.
Yeah.
Who? What? Go away.
Who's this?
Hi, Jill.
Let's see.
Should you go incognito?
Yeah. You gonna go incognito? You gonna go,
I just fly there?
Okay, well, should I wheel up? No, I shouldn't wheel Dr. Jones over.
why would you want to wheel Dr. Jones over to a criminal's house?
But you can wear a disguise.
Yeah, I can wear like a hood.
Okay. I'll have the robot follow me.
Okay.
Okay, I guess we're going as is.
As is.
We're going as the super guard group?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, you could just send only one person. You don't want, like,
that's part of the plan, is to intimidate
him.
Right.
Well, I'll just be invisible.
That's
okay.
True.
I'll be...
So he can kind of reserve. So he can, like, kind of see you, but not really.
Here's the plan. Me and the robot and Rad will walk up the street. Meanwhile, you're already there, invisible, walking in with sleepy bolts. And the bolts catch him. Otherwise, they're not going to do a block.
Well, I'll go ahead. Sure.
Or no, you and the robot can walk up the street. It can fly. You can't see me.
Okay.
I think the robot's intimidating.
Okay.
Sure. I'll go ahead.
just the robot. So stand on the other side of the house. Tell the robot to come for you.
No, I told you how to open doors, and you never listen.
Okay. So...
Is it just a house, or is it a compound?
It's a house.
Okay.
It's a nice house.
So, you guys are impossible.
So I'll go early and watch the back.
Okay. Watch the backyard.
Okay. I'm flying over. Put this phone cable. We don't want a warning for the next guy in the
room. So who's gonna... So you're gonna clip this phone cable?
We should see if I ordered some pizza.
Phone's not working. Damn it.
Okay. So he's gonna walk up to the front door and knock.
Yeah. The robot knocks on the door.
The robot knocks on the door? You two are there also? Right?
Yeah, I'm with the robot.
Okay. You're there? Okay.
I'm fine.
But you're fine? Okay. Yeah. So you're actually knocking.
Surveying the situation.
Okay. A woman opens the door?
Yeah?
Stop it!
Hello, woman.
Ah, she sees the robot and closes the door.
Robot knocks on the door.
Who is it?
After a few seconds, a man opens the door.
Sure. Yeah?
Yes?
You'd like to ask...
Senior robot man?
I'd like to ask you a couple questions about some old friends of yours.
Food.
What old friends?
I named the three guys that
he said, die!
You gotta come in then. Can I ask you to sit down? At the table. And he sits down on the other side.
Okay, sit down.
Can you see his hand?
Ask him.
His hand under the table?
So the robot waiting outside.
Yep.
The wife stands around a bit. But he tells her to go to the kitchen.
Make me a sandwich.
get back to your chores here. This is, you know, you shouldn't be listening to this conversation.
So I start asking, first of all, so your old army buddies have said to work for drug dealers and pimps and everything, have they?
Oh, they would never do that. Actually, make a roll at this point.
Nine.
Okay. No, they would never do that. They hate drugs.
Well, they are.
I don't believe you. I'm telling you, they hate drugs. One of the guys in the company died. I'll throw it over there.
Oh. Which one?
Just some guy,
huh?
Yeah. You're back, you're at front, flying. How high are you flying?
I just want to be able to see.
The neighborhood? Or just the house?
Just the house.
Okay.
Well, I want to be able to see, like, you know, if gunmen are coming.
Yeah, but I want to know if the gunmen are going to see you.
Oh, yeah, probably going to see you.
Probably. Okay.
Hey, we'll see, there's a flying guy there.
So Nathan and the others would never be pushing drugs.
But car drives by. Cars drive by all the time.
That make
well, there were four thugs in. But they
for
saw
second.
You.
Sure. That's real high.
That's pretty high. Yeah, there's car drives by, like, there are four big guys, but they're all looking at you.
I wait. They just drive by?
Yeah, they just
drive by. Do they slow down and then speed up?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh,
and then I'll speed up, and then they'll come back.
They'll come back?
No, they don't come back.
Okay. I say, hey, do you see that? To Donald.
Well, Donald's a bat, you know.
That's out front?
Yeah, that was out front.
Say, four guys just drove by. seemed like they wanted to stop, but they saw me, so they took off.
Follow them.
Don't be speeding up again.
All right. I know what happens when we move what up.
Okay, I'll follow him.
So Major... I guess he's a major now. But Major Nathan and the others would never be drug smugglers or pushers or anything like that. Is that what you're insinuating? Because, being shot at by automatic weapons is just terribly upset to me. And, who's your friend?
Make another roll. You can always use hero. Oh, no, you don't have hero points.
I don't have any hero points.
13. You got hero points. You got 5.
You got something to do with me today.
Nothing, huh?
Well, we're not working together.
He's lying.
So they have nothing to do with Major Nathan?
Well, that's not right there. They're not working together. That's for sure.
They're not working. Well, what's the deal with Major Nathan then?
He makes hot dogs.
No.
Major Nathan's gone bad. The guys are just trying to fix the problem.
I see, so... how are they trying to fix a problem? How much do you know? Are you trying to fix a problem too?
Nope. I didn't want anything to do with it. Dad, why kids? Don't even know these kind of strong.
So what problem are they trying to fix here?
So,
I'm not sure.
I'll bleep Eric.
Okay.
And let him know that Wu's out chasing a car full of thugs that just drove by.
Do you real thing?
So it's possible they might have been coming to hit this guy.
Hmm.
Either that or they were coming to pick him up and take him somewhere to go, you know.
Hey, describe the thugs. You know these guys?
So that was a private conversation.
Okay.
So you have some, you're expecting some friends?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like one of my buddies just chased off a carload of passengers.
Oh, that's right. But nothing doing my friend.
So, tell me about Major Nathan and the problem that the buddies are trying to solve.
Hey, they think that Major Nathan has something to do with the. The drug pistol for Charlie.
See.
And they think he's into some bad stuff now and they want to stop him. And I said, hey, whatever you guys want to do, I'm not going to help you.
Mm-hmm. What about Steven?
I might have talked to Steven too.
Mm.
Show him the
go up to talk to the dude. Get to the stairs.
Okay.
Yeah, they might have talked to Steve. I mean,
they might have just been trying to frame
Nathan. Maybe. We should just go talk to him. Could be.
Alright. Well, I'm not going to impose on your time anymore today, but I'm going to be back tomorrow.
You okay?
Okay, I'll be high enough so I can just see the car.
Alright. Just make some kind of roll. I don't make some kind of roll on my part.
Don't want to roll low, right? That's the key. Right.
That's pretty low.
That's not bad.
You know, there's so many cards. I don't know how high you are.
Damn it! Yeah, we see the license plate
together. You neglect to look at the license
plate. Going too fast. Lost.
All right. Well, let's set up Steven's house.
Well, let's talk to Nathan. Get to the source.
Well, if they were coming over here to get this guy, they might be going to get
the other guy.
If he didn't go on with
them
either.
We'll go directly to this address.
All right.
Address.
You go to Steven's place? Okay.
We'll catch up.
So that's like half an hour, another half hour, okay, so you go to Steve's place.
I guess we'll do the same thing. I'll be up in the air. Serving.
I don't know, about noon, lunch time. So, let's see. You just head there?
Yeah.
So you get there first?
Yeah, I'll be serving the place.
Okay, make a roll.
Seven.
Actually, can you carry someone?
Yeah.
Take me with you.
Alright. I'll be slower.
Not really.
Well,
oh, actually, not too
slow. The thing is, we want him to beat that carload of thugs. If
right.
That's
I'm
good as he
will now. I don't weigh anything.
That's true.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, I can carry you.
Let's see.
Thanks, Chris, you're waiting today.
Okay.
What?
So what are you doing after the...
You know, bro.
Hey, you're married.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I haven't gotten anything in like months.
What? You don't do it?
Oh, that's true. She's not existing.
The first time she said yes in months.
There's always
playboy. No, it's not the first time she said yes. It's the first time she didn't say no.
Yeah.
Alright, so you show up at the Bradford house. Well, actually, you're there too, so you can make a perception roll.
Ten.
Okay. So, 11. You know, the car across the street seems to be the same car that was
inside
of
life,
but now it's empty.
Uh-oh.
I go inside.
I knock on the door, ring the doorbell. Ding, 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 ding.
Now, you see, that was the point. They wanted him to just boot book there as soon as he lost the car.
Okay. So, let's see.
Yeah.
So, what do you do first? Actually, yeah, so you're right now you're flying.
Oh, okay.
When you see this. So, now what are you going to do?
I rush down so she can jump off.
Okay.
And I ring the doorbell. Now, do I hear anything from within?
So you go up to the front door and listen to it.
Yeah.
You don't hear anything. Well, make chances are. No, you don't hear anything. So you're at the front door.
Right in.
You walk right in. You're invisible.
Uh-huh.
You see blood everywhere.
Blood everywhere.
There's a thug looking out the window. And actually, he's not looking out the window. He's actually yelling upstairs, saying, "There's some guy flew in." Oh, the guy was we saw flying at the front door.
All right, I run upstairs.
Okay. So, next phase. What do you want to do?
I don't hear anything.
Yep. You notice the door, though, is
ajar.
Like a jar.
I go in.
You walk in. Dun, dun, dun.
I take four shots in the chest.
Well, that's typical.
Okay, you run up the stairs. Upstairs, you see two thugs menacing a woman.
Okay.
Meanwhile, you walk in. There's a thug like right at the front door, sees you and draws his gun. Another thug comes out of the back, and he draws his gun. Next round.
You him or
you go first?
Okay. I say drop it.
Drop it.
What am I gonna do?
Well, you could you could say drop it, and they might drop it.
That's true.
That's an intimidation roll.
I'll say drop it. I'll wait. If they don't drop it, then I shoot.
Sure.
All right.
It'll make it a little harder shooting when they don't drop it, but sure. All
right.
So go ahead and make a charisma roll, so patrol. If you're a little high,
so
you might.
10 minus 4.
Yeah. No, they don't believe you.
They don't believe me? They don't believe me what?
Not at all. So now do you try to shoot both?
Yeah.
So that's an extra OE, or calm shift.
Oh, man. It's going to be tough.
You can shoot one, or that?
These guys look like professionals, right? Like class
like
one.
Class guys.
Let me see. What do I need? What do I need?
It would be almost exactly the same. Oh, wait. This is exactly the same.
So we need like a 13 to hit now. 13 hits.
Or 11, you just shoot one.
Or if I don't hold back, 9.
One guy, yeah.
13, huh?
Hey, they have a lot of body.
Go for
they
it.
They can take it.
15.
You can roll 13.
Yeah, I can roll 13. I'm shooting both.
Okay.
Oh, that's not
13.
Not
11 either,
so it didn't matter.
Okay.
Unless.
Oh, it is more than 9. They're menacing.
So you're upstairs.
They're menacing the woman.
I
grab her and go through the floor with her.
Up that radiation bomb.
Oh, okay. That well. Alright. Okay, so they start yelling about where the hell she go. Actually. You're invisible to use well in others, so?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can blink her out and drag her through the floor.
Okay. Drag her through the floor.
Actually.
Oh, no.
Not this time.
I was going to say, I didn't have to drop you. I can just fly in if you can, like, get us both in.
Next time.
Fly right in.
And I ask her what's going on.
Okay.
Or ask her where her husband is. Where
okay.
Whatever.
Oh, got my hit point back, right?
Yep. Another game for you. Okay, so what do you want to do?
Shoot him again.
Alright, so you hit him.
So it'll be easier this time. 11, right? 11's to hit?
Yeah.
Come on, 11.
Yeah.
So.
I think it'll be like 2.
Yeah, 2 points if they're the same.
Okay. You asked her.
Where's her husband?
With a roll. She's in shock. She might do.
And
she says.
He's dead!
I don't know. She left a few hours ago.
Uh-oh.
Meanwhile, the two thugs upstairs come barreling down with a gun out. So that's all they're doing. The two thugs
okay.
are there. Shoot you.
Do I have time to do more than talk with her?
No, that's what you're probably
okay.
doing right now.
Alright.
I only rolled like 15. No.
You were rolling enough for that last time.
Yeah. Okay, what do you want to do?
So there are 4 of them.
Now there are 4 of them.
The first two are hurt, right?
Yeah.
I'll shoot the first two.
Okay.
Again. Come on. Okay. It's 1 column shift, so it's 3 points.
So it's 3?
Yeah.
Oof. Heavily wounded. Don, what do you want to
do? I'm going to push her through the wall outside the house. And say,
alright.
You're on the first floor.
No, I went downstairs.
I did.
I'll say, get up.
Get out.
Get outside where it's safe. I'm going to go help with.
Alright. So you push her out, and then.
And then
you
I go
walk.
Run into the living room.
No, you're in the living room. They all shoot you, since you're invisible, until you start attacking. 7, 9, 6 minutes. Oh, the second one's an easy shot. Oh, my God, fire. Nope. Come on, last guy.
Uh-oh. Here's where I fight.
I think you took a point.
1 point, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I take that.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll take two guys on this next round.
Next round. I'll roll initiative now. I feel that you're going to roll the...
Yeah. Not too high.
So what'd you get?
48.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Shoot the same two guys.
Alright.
11. Come on. Okay. I think they go down.
Okay, they both go down. What do you do? The two left.
Yeah, I try to...
Face through the chest and pull out the heart.
Take their guns away.
Okay. Multi-attack. But you have surprise, so I'll say it cancels out. So it's just your dex versus their dex. Yeah, basically.
Okay. And what's theirs?
Their dex is 4.
I'll use my martial arts.
Okay.
So 7 versus 4. 10. Level 5. And 10 and 15 is 25.
Okay, you grab their guns. Phase them up. What the?
Give up, I say.
Make a roll. Yeah, you might intimidate them. Now they don't have any guns. It's probably easier.
9.
If only you didn't look like a kid or something. you just don't look offensive.
If my costume wasn't enough.
Yeah. Costume wasn't
enough. No, I mean, I'm a nice looking guy. I'm just too nice. I look like Mr. Rogers.
If I didn't look like a girl. Oh, wait.
Please drop your guns.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I have to shoot you then.
I just took out two other guys and then I have guns.
That's true. But you're hard as thugs.
That's true. Okay. I'm gonna bite it now.
They run out the door.
Okay.
So now what do you want to do?
I'll blast the tires.
Are you putting it into the car? Alright. What do you want to do? Please give up.
Yeah, I try to convince him to give up.
Alright, there you go.
You do?
Yeah. They might get away, but there's no point.
Okay. So...
Wow.
Talk.
First time someone gave up.
Yeah.
We're just not very convincing.
So why are you here? What's going on?
They won't talk, though. That's the other thing.
I'll go get the wife and ask her what was going on.
So they wanted to know where her husband was.
Okay, where was he going?
She isn't sure. You might have gone to... Well, let's see. Make a roll.
She didn't say?
19.
She says, you might have gone to his cabin. To the cabin.
What cabin?
He goes there a lot. To work on his book.
Oh, a cabin. Where is it?
It's outside of town. Near the woods.
Can you give us directions?
Sure.
That way.
Okay.
She gives you directions.
I say, go meet at the cabin.
Fuck
Kevin.
The one in the woods.
You know, that one.
That was
probably the opposite direction that I've been running this whole time, right?
Not quite, but something like that.
Okay. Can you have a car?
You should be in a cab or something.
You can get a cab.
Or is the robot running, carrying you around?
That's running.
So, which turn these guys in?
Well, I don't think it's critical to get to the cab.
Yeah,
right.
Do they talk?
Call the police.
So go ahead and roll for the see if the guy talks.
Yeah.
Oh.
13.
What?
You can do better than that. 11.
No, you can't.
No, I can't.
Hey, they were just sent. They were here to talk to
Senpai.
Mr. Brett. Make him and his friend stop. You know, doing things.
So you're these guys are Marines, right? They have to choose.
Who?
These guys?
That?
Yeah.
No.
They were sent by who? Tony?
They didn't say who they were sent by.
Tony said they have all
just
day.
Talk to Brad for
who sent you? Who sent you?
Hey,
I kill one guy.
Well,
that's
what he tells me.
Where they spill their guts, huh? See, we need someone like that. We need someone edgy like that.
Actually,
someone will actually
just blow. Pretend, I could pretend to disintegrate one of the unconscious guys.
Oh. Disintegrate?
Hey, look, he's gone.
Gosh. I don't suggest it.
Okay.
Turn these guys in? And then,
yeah,
turn
these guys in and
then
head to the cabin.
We'll cops show up, turn them in, and we'll go to the cabin.
Okay. Proper flushing and your rubber hose and a gerbil.
Okay. So
I need this last one guy. The next guy will talk.
Like, another hour and a half later, you get to the cabin. Out of the woods.
There's blood everywhere.
Nope. So it's very woody.
While we're waiting for the cops, can I look around the house for clues? You know, clues?
Sure.
Since I'm that kind of girl.
There's a note in the trash can. It says, damn them. 11.
Kids and their dog.
Let's see. That was for Bradford. Well, you find, like, this manuscript that he's working on.
Okay.
And tweet that.
Actually, the adventure plot glorifying a group of vigilantes who systematically eliminate a drug smuggling ring.
Oh!
Strange.
How'd that happen?
Oh, very odd.
It is very odd. And if I hadn't read it to you, then you wouldn't know to quit.
Okay.
Okay, so the cabin. Well, actually, the woods are much deeper. So you going to, how are you going to go approach
the I can make Wu invisible.
Down his side.
And we can fly up.
And then they can just walk up.
They can just walk up.
Me and the robot, how did we get here? Oh yeah, we just walk.
You should build wheels on that robot.
You should build a personal jetpack or something.
Or flying robot.
Defense first, and then.
Again.
Then I start working on.
Getting around.
Getting around.
Okay, so you're invisible.
First of all,
flying.
I don't want to be, like, pinkish every time
actually,
I go fight.
You're flying.
Hide behind your robot.
We're
free from behind your robot.
I'm tougher than my robot.
Okay.
And there's clearing.
Okay.
And then there's some trees.
Okay.
And then there's a cabin.
Is there anything in the clearing?
You fly over to the clearing?
We'll fly up high, see if there's anything.
Actually, you're
moving.
Invisible.
Moving. Anything moving?
A helicopter or.
Aha!
7 guys.
7 guys? Wow.
And they're practicing. Or their machine guns and stuff.
Vigilante group?
Vigilante group.
Well, why don't we see if there's anyone in the cabin first? Can you just poke your head in and see if there's anyone in there? You can be invisible, you can
maybe,
poke your head
yeah.
in.
Am I there this time?
Yeah. So you walk out the road.
Okay.
Since you don't see where they are, you know, you just walk up to the cabin.
Okay, me and the robot walk up to the cabin. Unless you guys tell
you
me
start
to
start firing?
No, that's fine. Yeah, you should hear the firing from
so
the
we should
from
go,
clearing, right?
We should go over by the clearing
oh, yeah.
and see if Major What's-His-Face is over there.
Do you know what he looks like?
No, but he'd be the guy in charge.
He'd be the guy in the beret.
Yeah.
The red beret.
Be captain something. Yeah, let's check the cabin first.
I'll check the cabin. You guys watch the machine gunners.
Okay. Can you tell us that? All right.
Okay.
Any of the 7 guys okay. look different? Like, is there one guy that looks like he's the boss?
Yeah.
Beret guy?
They're not really wearing uniform.
Come on, one guy's got to wear a beret.
You guys are invisible. You close enough. You just listen to our conversation.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So you go look at the cabin?
Knocking the door. Robot knocking the door.
Boom, boom, boom. Nope, nobody answers.
Robot knocking the door.
He knocks the door. Boom,
robot
boom, boom.
The door.
The door falls over.
Anybody in there?
Nope. Cabin's right now empty. Do you want to do anything in the cabin?
No, freaking and entering isn't, so.
right.
Just breaking and not entering.
I'll break the door and then walk into the machine gun.
Okay. Meanwhile, you're listening to them. So... what's the other thing? High, they reveal a lot. So apparently, Bradford's there, along with his buddy, and they're talking about they're going to hit Nathan tonight. And he can pay. What is it, Charlie?
So they think Nathan's a drug dealer that killed...
Charlie killed. And now he's trying to make good. No, they know he's really... major drug dealer. Him and Jensen. Damn them both. Going down tonight. Yeah.
We should just tell him just don't do this.
Yeah. I'll make us as well.
Wait, guys. Don't do it.
I'm sure they see my robot by now.
Yeah. So y'all show up at about the same time. What? They look at you.
This is not the way.
They already have guns.
Yeah.
This is not the way to do it.
They start firing.
Wait! No!
Oh, unless you wanna... Okay. So what do you say?
Killing is not the way!
So...
you have one chance to say something brilliant.
Hello, gentlemen.
There are better ways to resolve this.
I say, the mob's already going to kill him tonight, so you might as well save your ammo.
No, that wasn't clear.
No, but you... No!
No,
but no! Is that why my interrogation is so low?
I rolled a 14.
Tonight. Why aren't you going to talk to them?
Well,
yeah?
We
will. Shouldn't we be going in there to make sure?
No, I think...
If someone gets through, there's a better way.
I'm trying to get you guys to listen for a minute.
We can make this work.
We're actually going to take him out before the mob gets there. There's already been enough killings.
Yeah, maybe you're... and there's a bunch of fire coming from...
Coming from where?
From the woods. Oh, from the edge of the clearing.
From the woods?
Yep. Actually, you know, not too far away from where Eric is. Apparently, there's another, yet another four thugs. I don't want to keep sending four at once.
The last is...
Up and fire up on you, Andrew.
Yeah. Too much violence. Too much
pain.
Okay,
robot, take the person.
Wow. So they take down a couple of guys in the first volley. Okay, so Eric, what do you want to do? You told the robot to what?
I told the robot to go get some prisoners from where the firing came from over that way.
Okay.
And I gave the robot and find something to shoot at.
Okay. So you run up to the guys. So you're behind a tree, the robot walks up to this ramp. Woo!
So, I'll fly up, see if you can see anything.
What? Can you fly up? You see there's a black Cadillac over here. Across. And, you know, you can tell where the fire is coming from.
Okay.
So,
they took out a couple of the vigilantes?
Yeah.
Then they're clearly dead?
No, they're just the
Okay. I run over to a couple of the other vigilantes and phase them out.
Okay.
That way they can neither hurt anybody nor be hurt.
Okay. Okay, so now there are three of them. They fire back. Ooh, 18. Wow, they're really good. Alright, so they take two of the thugs out. The thugs are getting fire from two sides. Retreat. Away from the robot. So, what do you do?
Shoot.
Go ahead and roll. You shoot on both of them? One of them?
Robot takes the one on the right, I take the one on the left.
Okay.
Nine.
Okay, he grabs the guy.
Huh?
He grabs the guy. Hold him up in the air.
Yeah. Eight. I miss.
Okay.
Unless they really suck. What's their dex?
Dex 4.
I hit.
Okay. Body 6. See how much damage it. Ooh, what do you do?
Three.
Just one guy wounded. In the woods.
So there's here, right?
Barely see it.